The next ramification is Slabatka Musar, because you're trying to deliver chesed like a Kaddish Baruch Hu and fashion yourself like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and not just relieve someone's stress or not just relieve someone's suffering. You're trying to mimic or simulate a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu delivers his chesed to us, we're not embarrassed by it. Normally when someone's the recipient of a chesed, you feel a little meek, you feel a little ashamed, you feel you want to be more independent-minded. A Kaddish Baruch Hu delivers our chesed worry-free, shame-free, embarrassment-free. So if we try to mimic a Kaddish Baruch Hu's chesed, how can we deliver chesed in a manner that's as perfect as possible and there's no inconvenience and no psychological distress and no embarrassment? That's why the biggest chesed in Chazal is to do a chesed with yourself. Famous Medrash at Beis Hillel was once leaving the Beis Medrash and somebody asked him, Rebbe, where are you going? And they said, we're going to perform chesed. So they tailed him, they cased him out, and he went to the gym to work out. And they said, Rebbe, you said you're going to do chesed. I'm doing chesed with myself. So you perform chesed with yourself, which is hard for people. People that have very big hearts and are very dedicated, very hard time learning when to stop and when to replenish themselves when they're depleted. And every once in a while, you just have to remind people that part of chesed is chesed with yourself, and you can be reflexive chesed. That's one of the highest forms, the most difficult forms of chesed. It shouldn't be indulgent, overindulgent. But how can we perform chesed without any flaw, even though practically and quantitatively and technically I'm providing the full service? If there's any slight inconvenience, most of us would say, yeah, round it out. The person's poor. What difference does it make? The person is sick in the hospital. The person has a need. What difference? If you look at the big picture, that person would cut off their right arm to receive their chesed. And I have to sit there and worry about every last little detail as to how they're feeling. So a couple examples from Chazal. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem says, I will never forget the romance of the Jewish people and how much they love me that they went to the Midbar with me in the middle of this desert land, in the middle of this wasteland. They followed me. We all know the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. We said in Rosh Hashanah, Zecharti lechesed nirayach avas chlasayach lechtech acharei b'midbar v'eretz lo zeruah. Wait a second. Didn't we have Anani HaKavod? What weren't our meals provided on a silver platter? Eat it and think it. It tastes like whatever you want. Our clothing was dry clean every minute. Sim lascha lovel sel me'alecha. V'raglecha lovat seka. If you asked me, I don't know, one day, let's say, Eitan, because Ellie likes picking on you, I'll pick on you. One day, Eitan's going to get married. I'll be living in, I don't know, Baltimore, Chas v'Shalom. Get married, and I'll say, Rabbi Tarian, come in for the wedding. It's a really big favor for me to schlep for your wedding, take all my time and come in. But if Eitan were to send me a first-class ticket, which maybe he will, I don't know that it'd be such a big deal. I'd jump in it, first class, nice big bed. Am Yisrael is traveling first class through the desert. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so grateful for their faith? They're being pampered. They're getting champagne, living the high life, luxurious life, clouds, mun. Okay, so we can answer this psychologically. It's still difficult to leave Mitzrayim. But at least for the elder of Slabatka, this demonstrates that whatever slight inconvenience the Jewish people had in the desert, it's a little difficult to make sure you were in the cloud, your body was in the cloud, where it says that Amalek picked off, the Medr says, picked off the people who were outside of the cloud, the people who were tarrying behind. So man is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's apex creature. He deserves perfect chesed. He deserves unlimited, without any stress, without any worry, and this still carried a little psychological toll. And therefore, the fact that we're willing to pay that toll shows how committed we are to our Kodesh Baruch. But still, I still have to check my luggage into the airport. I still have the hassle of going through passport control. That shows how much I like Eitan. Call up and say, I'm willing to go through passport control on your behalf. But after all, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu's creature, and I deserve not just the pamper treatment. I deserve perfect, unmitigated chesed the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu created his world. Another example, the horrifying, nightmarish scenes of the second Tochacha. There are two Tochachas in the Torah. The first Tochacha is in Parshas Bechukosai. Second Tochacha is in Parshas Kitavo. Our Chazal tell us the first Tochacha corresponds to the first Galus. Second Tochacha corresponds to the second Galus. That's how we know there won't be a third Galus, brother. That's how we know we're back for good. Because there are only two Tochachas in the Torah. It won't be the notion that Israel would shut down and 6 million Jews would be sent packing would be a Tochacha. That won't happen. It's impossible. We don't have that third storyline in the Torah. But if you read the third Tochacha, the second Tochacha, excuse me, it's not just the second Galus. When you read the end of it, it literally sounds like the Holocaust. The horror, the nightmare, you'll be walking and the day will feel like night, night feel like day, you'll worry about the morning. It's just night and day. Yisa Meshuga, Mimari and I Mishir Tira. You'll see certain things that will turn you, that will derange you. You'll see certain things that will completely ruin your sanity. Yisa Meshuga. In one of those psukim, Torah warns us, it will get so bad, your life will be hanging in the balance. And you'll be afraid day and night. One of the most powerful psychological psukim. You don't know whether you're going to live the next minute. Your life will be hanging by a thread. You'll be afraid day and night. You won't believe in life. You become pessimistic. So Rashi quotes the famous Chazal. What is this really referring to? That's someone who, instead of having an oven at home to bake his bread, has to buy his bread in the bakery. OMG. Oh my goodness. That person is having such a hard life. Because instead of having the ability to bake at home, he has to go to the bakery. And he has to worry that maybe the bakery will run out of bagels. Or he's somech bepaltar. Or instead of having enough grains in his silo, he has to live from year to year. I would imagine if I were my own baker, it would be easier. I wouldn't have to go down to the supermarket to the bakery. This is an amazing medrash. Why is that Kadosh Baruch Hu describes this as tochicha? So the answer is, at one level, obviously it's not the pashut pshat of the pasuk, but at one level, Hashem is telling us that you're human beings and you deserve perfect, VIP, stress-free, worry-free chesed. And the second that worry creeps in, that sounds like a tocha, that sounds like a holocaust, almost, not in the way we use the word, but a catastrophe for the human condition. So that means that I'm worrying about your chesed. We talked about who I perform chesed to, what type of chesed I perform. It's not just whether you're receiving chesed or not, but am I making the chesed as worry-free and as smooth and as accepted? Am I taking out the psychological stress? So again, I get back to that word, the scale. The scale of chesed changes because I'm not just operating in human terminology and trying to satisfy human expectations. My template, my shadow, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is unlimited. It extends to every location, namely to Rishayim and Gehenim. It extends to Rishayim. It has no limits to it. And even if chesed is provided in a way that's staggering, like it was to the Jewish people in the desert, the stress and the worry and the slight inconvenience, even of receiving the chesed, renders it tragic unless you can try to overcome and try to make a Kadosh Baruch. Okay. Have a good week, everyone. Dress warmly, Eitan. I'm going to make it to your wedding so I can travel first.